Catched any fish?
You said, but now yesterday
caught fish yesterday in the same place, you know. They wasn't biting. They just wasn't biting today.
Now, you might tell somebody, now let's meet in town, but now if I get there first,
I'll wait for you at a certain place, or I'll wait until you come.
Now, if you had mice or something like that, and of course you didn't want them anymore, you'd say, I'm just going to have to get...
dispose of them, or...
Get
rid of them, or kill them, or something.
Did you ever hear anybody longer ago say, instead of saying get rid of, to say get shut of?
Yeah, you can get shed of them. You could carry them off, and someone could get shed of them if they didn't come back. Or you could kill them, and sometimes that's the best way to get rid of something. They'll just go ahead and kill it, because it might come back on you.
Now, if you were talking about writing letters, you'd say, I'd say, now, do you write them very often? You'd say, well, yeah, I have just
written a letter.
And then you'd say, and then yesterday he
wrote me one, or I received a letter yesterday from someone. Or
now, if you was writing to somebody and you put the letter in the envelope, and then you would take your pen and you'd
address it.
And then if you wanted to write to somebody, you'd say, I want to write to him, but I don't know his
address.
And if you were something like let's say you were going to paint your fence or something, and if you were just about to do it, and somebody say, have you painted that fence yet? You'd say, no, but I'm
going to.
Did you ever know what they would call a child that would tell on the other children?
Tattletale.
Have you ever heard anybody talk about a grown-up and call them a tattletale?
Not exactly a tattletale on a grown-up.
Just with children.
Be children would they call tattletales, but I don't know what you'd call a grown-up. He'd be
a gossip.
He'd just gossip too much.
Or a nuisance.
He'd go and tell everything. That's the way these beautiful women are. they know more than anybody else. And they gossip.
Is that what they do in the beauty parlor?
Yeah.
Now, if you wanted a bouquet for your dinner table, you'd have to go out to the garden and
pick it, and gather it, gather your flowers, gather a bouquet.
Now, what would you call a little something a child might play with?
Toy. He'd play with a toy, or a little wagon, or a doll, or something like that.
Do you ever hear it called anything like a play pretty, or a...
Oh yeah, they call them all. They're all play pretties. You know what I mean? We got a wagon load in there, and they're all play pretties.
A play pretty.
And one of them is a little wagon. And one of them's a little box. And one of them's but they're all play pretties. That's what I mean. You know.
Now, if you were talking about a road that was in pretty bad shape, now you'd say, now you can't get through there. The highway department's got that road all
blocked. They had all deteriorated.
And if they just taken hunks out of it, you'd say it was all
in holes.
It'd
be all
tore up.
Well, it's all tore up, and they're redoing it, and it's impossible to go through. It's impassable. It'd really be impassable.
Now, if the opposite of take it off is
putting on.
You might say, talking about riding horses, you might say, now I got thrown one time, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
If you were talking about two little boys that couldn't get along, you'd say, now every time they meet each other, they
got to have a fight.
Ever since they were small, they have
been fighting.
Now, if somebody
can't get along,
and they have always just fought.
Always fighting. Just always a fighting. Like that.
If somebody kills somebody with a big knife, they'd say they
stabbed them.
If you had something heavy, like a piece of machinery that you had to lift it up on a roof, you might use pulley blocks and a rope
to raise it up. You'd have to pull it up.
Or would they ever say hoist it up?
You can horse it up, and you have a horse. you have a horse, have chain that you can horse it.
Uh-huh.
It up, will you?
Oh. If you met somebody, say, at 11 o'clock in the daytime, how would you greet them?
If I met them at 11 o'clock.
In the daytime. You'd say, good.
I'd say good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Now, the part of the day before you have your noon meal, you call that?
Morning.
Now, the part of the day right after your noon meal, like this, well, okay, like at 1 o'clock, what do you call that time?
In the evening.
Okay.
What about the distance in this time now? When is 12 o'clock?
It's noon. Yeah. Or it's midnight. It could be either one, come to think of it, couldn't it?
Well, if
you know what you mean.
When is 12 o'clock? When the sun gets up straight up overhead, or whenever the clock gets 12 o'clock?
Oh, I know what you mean, but I don't know the answer. I don't know. What do you call this time of the day right now?
Well, this time of day is in the evening.